A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, the angel said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." The angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we are presented with the haunting words of one of the O Antiphons, marking the final days of Advent. "O root of Jesse, you stand for an ensign of mankind. Before you kings shall keep silence, and to you all nations shall have recourse. Come, save us, and do not delay." At the beginning of Isaiah chapter 11, the prophet speaks of the bud or twig or branch or flower arising from the stump, the cut-off trunk of Jesse. In today's passage from Isaiah 11, verse 10, he changes the metaphor to the root. He's going deeper. The Messiah is not only the flower and culmination of the family of David and his father Jacob and the great ancestor, son of Abraham, but the Christ is also their root, their source. He existed before they did. The O Antiphon is not unrelated to Luke's Gospel, which we read. The good news was announced for the first time when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. One of the many astonishing statements of Gabriel is that the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. This may not seem very important to most of us modern Gentiles, but it was momentous to the ancient Jews in that the birth of Jesus would fulfill the biblical promises made to Abraham to last forever. Jacob was the grandson of Abraham, and it is from the tribe of Jacob that Jesse, David, and Jesus would spring. The coming of this descendant marks a new beginning of the promises to Abraham, that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. In the Old Testament, David was considered the model king of God's people, and the Messiah would sit on his throne and reign forever. Following his ancestor David, Jesus will be the truly perfect king and truly rule forever, for all eternity. And again, Jesus is that fulfillment, coming from the house of David, and yet reigning as king of the universe. O root of Jesse, O root, the root of a plant is its very life. Recently, a yard man mowed down one of my little struggling rose bushes. I thought it was the end of that one. But because the root system was good and strong, it now looks like a miniature bush with many healthy leaves. So I'm hopeful that in the spring, it will do even better than before. Yet, if the root system is weak, a plant will die. That, in fact, is what is happening throughout much of Texas, where I live. We have been in a severe drought for 3 years, and this summer was treacherous. The high temperature and lack of rain stressed many of the trees, and we have lost at least 15 pine trees surrounding our buildings. And there are even reports that over 1 million trees have died this past summer in the Houston area alone. Lack of good roots. Jesus must be our root. Grounded and united with him, we can stand solid and firm in the face of raging storms and tempests. The roots of our spiritual life must sink deep into the soil of humility. In fact, the words humility and soil or dirt come from the same Latin word, humus. So, the root is like the heart of a plant. In the spiritual life, then, Jesus must be our invincible root. We grow when we are rooted in him. Otherwise, we will wither and be blown away by difficulties. Only when we humbly admit we can do nothing without Jesus can we accomplish his will. We must cling to the spiritual root and foundation of our lives. Jesus as our root evokes the St. Paul's hymn on the self-emptying of Christ. The more Jesus is humbled, abased, and emptied, the more exalted he is by the Father. The root, growing in the hidden humility of the earth, will rise up and be a sign to all peoples and nations of God's saving power. Following our leader and ruler, Jesus, as we seek to be humble in this world, God will raise us to the heights of the spiritual life in communion with the Trinity. As our culture becomes more secular, we must be more and more rooted in Christ. But how can we do that? Here are a few ideas. Take time for spiritual reading and prayer. This will develop the hidden life of friendship within our hearts and souls with God. We can try to live a life of simplicity, content with God's will for us. And we can help other people to find happiness in knowing and loving God.